Sampela Rampili is a long-time political activist. She was a member of the African National Congress. She's a medical doctor. She was involved in politics from a very young age during the apartheid years and played an active role in crisis situations in the townships and things like that. And that is how she met Steve Biko, who was murdered by the police during his detention without trial many years ago. And they had two sons together. They never married, but they were partners.
So how did Dr. Rampili end up with the Democratic Alliance when I believe she had her own political party?
Opposition politics in this country is very difficult space to be in, mostly because of funding limitations. Parties do get an allowance from government based on the support that they get in an election. And of course, if you start a party in the intervening period between elections, you have to find your own funding. So there had been negotiations to bring her on board to the DA last year and even before that, and those never came to fruition. Then she launched her own party, Ahang, last year, as you said, and promised funding just didn't come through. So she was basically dead in the water in terms of being able to really get a party up and going. And I think that Helen Zille, the leader of the Democratic Alliance, realized that she had an opportunity to get somebody of Ms. Rampili's caliber.
So, Julia, this is not just a gesture on the part of the Democratic Alliance to show the ruling African National Congress that it, too, can put up a credible black candidate for president?
I'm sure that's part of it, but she will be a good addition to the DA. And the DA, Joe, is a party that has its roots in opposition politics during the apartheid era, post-apartheid era, when the former ruling party, the National Party, folded. Many of its members and leaders went into the DA, which gave it about a 15% boost of representation in parliament, and it boosted their representation in the provinces and so on. They now control the Western Cape province. They control Cape Town. They're doing very well in the Gauteng, Johannesburg, Pretoria area. But they really are a party that is predominantly a white party. They're getting more and more black members. The leader of the party in the House is a young black woman. They have a very good provincial leader here in Johannesburg, Pretoria area. They have expanded into the black community, but not enough. It's 20 years since the end of apartheid, and for a party to be so top-heavy in white leadership at this stage of our democracy is hard to justify morally, I think, for many potential voters. They find it a very difficult thing to come to terms with. So getting somebody of Dr. Rampili's caliber is going to be important for them.